People succeed at anything for which they have unlimited enthusiasm. People succeed at anything for which they have unlimited enthusiasm. This is a thought for today with Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. People succeed at anything for which they have unlimited enthusiasm. We've been discussing an illness this evening, and the illness is a belief that a condition exists. And we would like to change our consciousness and put the thought or the cause in motion that the illness does not exist. And we are saying to ourselves, the illness does not exist, the illness does not exist, the illness does not exist, and we are not getting anywhere at all. And the illness can be a bad reputation, it can be a sickness, it can be cancer, it can be a bad relationship, or it can be anything under the sun, but we do not cure an illness. We recognize the truth. We recognize the reality. We recognize that which is. Now, is all in divine order? If it isn't in divine order, well, we don't have a chance to do anything beneficial in this world. Is everything whole and perfect? If it isn't, right now, if it isn't right now, not that we want to make it so or that we want to believe it so, but if it isn't already right now whole and perfect, it never will be. If any of these conditions, if we are possessed by something, and that possession says, I got to have a smoke, or I got to have some drugs, or I got to have this, that possesses us, that owns us. And how do we get into the situation where we're not owned by that anymore? Well, we put a new cause in motion. We say, I am master of my habit. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect now. Now, we talked about a time where a mother was called into the jailhouse saying that her son had smashed his car into somebody and that he had caused an accident and even caused a death. And she went to the jail and said to her son, what's this all about? And the son says, Mom, I don't know. I wasn't there. But they said you were driving the car that smashed into this other car and killed this person. And that's what they said. Mom, all I can say to you, it didn't happen to me. I wasn't there. I'm very unhappy that somebody was killed by a car and that I should be part of the program, but Mom, I didn't do it. And the mother said, Son, you have never lied to me. I believe in you. And so she went on to say that her son did not do it. Well, now, somebody put a cause in motion saying that her son did not do it, while everybody was putting a cause in motion saying that he did, because the evidence seemed to point to it. Well, the mother spoke her word and said, my son is honest, and he did not do it. He said he did not do it, and I believe that. And her quiet confidence, her quiet belief, her quiet assurance of the truth was finally revealed. And another young man who looked somewhat like the young man who was supposed to have driven the car was found who was responsible. Well, now the mother always believed. The mother always knew. The mother believing and knowing doesn't make it so. But it gives the opportunity for having it be so, be known. Because if nobody believes that it didn't happen, If nobody believes that that person was not involved, then everybody believes they were, and it's a shut, open and shut in place, case. It's done. And you see, this is where we stand. We can be a success in anything for which we have unlimited enthusiasm. And if we have unlimited enthusiasm for our perfect health, we say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. We do not say, oh, I'm so sick, oh, I need the doctor, oh. We say, I'm whole and perfect. Even if we're in the throes of the greatest pain in the world, we say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Dorothea, when she tripped on the stairs and fell down and really hurt her knee very badly, and broke her glasses into her face and everything else, she got up and shook herself off. She says, oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. And, of course, as she tried to walk away, she started to limp, and we realized that we were going to make sure that her knee was checked by the emergency ward rather than take a chance on having her be very ill with it. But if it had been up to her, she would have walked away from there and never had a problem. You see? But we, with our well-wishing and our feeling of responsibility, had to make sure that she was perfect. Well, she worked very hard on it, and she went to the emergency ward, and they waited 12 hours before they saw her and took care of her. But they did. And then they said, well, we can take the fluid off your knee where you had injured your knee a little bit, and it'll make the healing take place much quicker. Or we can leave the fluid there, and it, in time, will go away, and your knee will heal, but much more slowly. Which do you want? She says, well, take the fluid off. And so they took it off. And she sat there as that needle was in her, and they were drawing off these gallons of fluid out of her knee, it seemed like. And she says, you know, that hurts. She says, but I know it's good for me. I know that taking that off is good for me, and so I can handle that very well. And then after that was all done, then they didn't say, ma'am, you're in here for the night. They said, no, what do you want, a walker, a wheelchair, crutches? She said, I'll take them all. And so we drove her, we were not to her home, but we took her out to the ranch here and told her, you can't climb up and down. See, there again, we were making trouble. If she had climbed up and down those stairs every day, her knee would have healed 100 times faster. Well, she came out here and just had a ball. And we're so glad that she did. But, you see, it was not a big deal. But she would have been perfectly okay. She had come through greater tragedies than that and been unscarred by it. Not scarred, the right word there, but she was unlimited by it. And she's just fantastic. Now, when we have that enthusiasm that Dorothea has, the enthusiasm for life, the enthusiasm for every little silly thing that goes on. And how old is she now? 89, 88, 87?
88.
88 years old, and my goodness sakes, and she's just truck of the light, fantastic, having a ball. But she does everything with enthusiasm. When you treat with yourself or anyone else for perfect health, and you treat with enthusiasm, that perfect health just manifests itself so quickly, because you have the chance of having ill health or perfect health. You know, it's whatever your choice is, whatever the direction of your thought is, because both are there. Both are there. You say, well, illness is just an illusion. And I say, well, perfect health is just an illusion, too. Everything's just an illusion. Don't go saying that one illusion is not as much as another illusion, but some illusions you want and some illusions you do not want. And the illusions that you concentrate on, the illusions that you empower, the illusions that you build into your consciousness, these are the illusions that you have. These are the experiences that you have. These are the life that you have. These are who you are. Now, it's all in divine order. Do you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Are you surrounded by your pure white light of love? And do you, with your pure white light of love, surround all of your creation, all of your experiences, all of your activities? Are you the master at all times of whatever it is that you're doing? Whether, my goodness sakes, it's a little late. whether it's for something that is important, or whether it's not for something important. If you're the master, then it really doesn't matter. Now, what only matters to you is that you like yourself and you create yourself everything beautiful in your world. Do you have the enthusiasm to do that?
Yes.
Do you have the enthusiasm to speak your word and do that?
Yes.
Well, then do it and enjoy. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. People succeed at anything for which they have unlimited enthusiasm. Are you clear of all responsibilities and all charges that have been bothersome to you? Do you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body?
Yes.
You can answer yes on that one. That's nice. At least I got to answer you.
Or the other one.
Oh, and the other one. Well, yeah, well, we want to hear the enthusiasm on all these things.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. So let's put our cause in motion on this wonderful thing and determine which illusions are important for us. Because all of life is an illusion. And it's our choice whether the illusions are beneficial to us or non-beneficial. And I would like to think that our choice is for beneficial illusions. And right now, they are fulfilled. Right now.
All right. Right.
And so it is.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
And I love you.